traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians. This is Scott Miller, founder of the International Equine Network, and we're going to take you on a journey today that starts with our website, the IENTV.org. Our website tells you everything that we're about and what we're trying to do. If you go to our website, take a look at it, follow down through, it's a good read for the equestrian. We try to do a little bit of everything here at the International Equine Network, all over the world, all different breeds. We go behind the scenes with riders, jockeys, owners, trainers, breeders, manufacturers of equestrian products, trying to get you behind the scenes and show you just exactly what the equine industry is about. One of the things that I like about our website is you don't have to be a horseman to enjoy what we have, on our website. If you go to your IENTV.org, it starts out with a picture of myself and a thoroughbred and our logo, our international logo. And as we put a staff together for the International Equine Network, you'll be able to click on bbsradio.com, IEN/IEN, and you'll be able to see the team that we're putting together. Right now, it's just me, but we're going to grow as we're building. We spent a year investigating how we should do what we're doing at International Equine Network. And so I kind of come up with the foundation, and that's the website. And so we're going to go through that over the next hour here, and I'll explain to you exactly what we have and what you'll be able to see on International Equine Network starting in 2021. If you go to our first page there, we have a live horse auction. From Goffs in the UK. This is one of the things that we're trying to do is bring international flavor to the horse industry. This is a very good thoroughbred sale that's going on. It's like I said, it's live right now. They're on lot 495, and you'll see exactly how the Europeans conduct their sales opposed to how we conduct ours. It's very interesting. It's a live program. It'll direct you to all different types of websites that Goffs have so that you can find out about the horse. They have an amazing schedule for the year. The COVID has not set us back any in live auctions because of the internet and television and the electronic age that we're in. So that's the December sale from Goffs. It's on all day. It's live. It started early this morning because they're 5 hours ahead of us. So whenever you come to IEN, you can see these horse sales live and start early in the morning. You can watch it starting at breakfast time, our time. Then the next section that we go to is called Equestrian Life Made Easy. If you look at the website, you'll see where we have a company called Hallway Feeds. They feed horses around the world. And feed is so important to the equestrian in the consistency of it and the quality of it and the availability of it. That's the main thing, especially now in this day and age when you can travel anywhere in the world with your horse to show, to race, or to compete or do whatever. It's important that you have the same consistent feed with you wherever you go. And that's one of the things that that I liked about Hallway Feeds. Hallway Feeds feeds all over the world. If you go to their website, you can actually see how the feed is made. You can see where they're located in Lexington, Kentucky. And there's not a place that they can't feed your horse in this world. They will be able to get your feed to you wherever you go. And this is one of the things that IEN is doing. We're trying to get good information, equine information, through distribution on IEN. And hallway feed is one of the most important ones that you can do. It's fantastic. They have champions the world over. It's just unbelievable at the things that they do. You can go to them and tell them exactly what you need for your horse. You can tell them, you know, the problems you're having, if they've got a small, you know, diet that they need to get on, they can assist you with that. And that's one of the things that we try to do here at IEN. Hallway feeds to me is the best field in the world, and I literally mean in the world, because they can go everywhere. And if you go to www.hallwayfeeds.com, you can take a tour of the factory, a virtual tour, and it's just fantastic that you go to. Then in our next section here, we have IEN radio and television programming. It's a thing that we like to do every Thursday, is come in and show you all the programming that we have. And on today's IEN radio and television program link, you can see how they load up the Clydesdales for transportation and the shows that they do. We're real big here on YouTube at IEN because it's realistic. It's the real people, and you know, I really do like that. I really do like that to be able to do that. The Clydesdales are huge horses, and they go everywhere. They just go everywhere. It's amazing how much they move them and how much easy it is for them to get along. The next section that we go to is the Keystone Montana trailer. The horseman's home away from home. Sometimes it's your home. It's your home year round. That's the way they do it, do the things there at Keystone. You can have your own motor coach built. In a relatively short time. It's phenomenal, the things that they do. If you go to the link and see what they have on there for Keystone Motorhomes, you'll be surprised. I've lived in one. It was a Keystone Montana 340RL, and I had it up in Kentucky and down in Florida and up in New York. And I'm telling you, it had everything that I needed. What I liked about it is I could pull up to the showgrounds or the racetrack in it, and I could go get out and go just like I'm at home, literally at home. That's what I can do. And it makes it a lot easier. It takes a lot of stress off of you whenever you have to go do what you need to do. At the showgrounds, you can have your own food, your own everything, you know, right there on the spot. And I really do like that. The showers in them, they're big. You know, everything that you do there is just fantastic in the Keystone Montana. That's the ones that you need to look at if you're going to be traveling and you want to feel like you're at home. Is go to the Keystone Montana link that we have there. It's, like I said, a home away from home is what we're doing there. Then the next segment that we come down to, it's called Equestrian of the Week. Equestrian of the Week, we highlight an equestrian from the equine industry. It could be thoroughbred, show horses, it could be a veterinarian, an owner, a breeder, a rider. It could be from the backyard horseman, you know, to the top Olympic gold medal winner. But we have Equestrian of the Week, and we get behind the scenes and where we can talk to them and see, you know, exactly what their day is like, a day in the life of that equestrian. And I'm telling you, some of these guys are just unbelievable, the work schedule that they have, you know, how they hold the family together, the business together. You know, sometimes they'll be in California, you know, on a Saturday, and then, you know, next week they're in New York. Then the week after that they're in Europe. You know, their schedules are just unbelievably, you know, I don't know how to say it. It's the schedule is just, you're just going to have to go to Equestrian of the Week and see what their schedules are like, to see how they live and how they make it through each day and how they get, you know, to the winner's circle or to the podium. It's just phenomenal. These Equestrians of the Week, they're real people. They have real lives, but yet, you know, it's hard to understand how they can win. And then, you know, the very next day, be back on the road again to, you know, another venue, equestrian venue. And they're off time, instead of playing golf, most of them usually go to a local, you know, horse show or horse event, you know, on Equestrians of the Week. Then we go to what we call the Equine Business of the Week. We try to get into all the different areas of the business, from feed to tack to horse transportation to anything related to the horse industry that helps the horsemen get to where they need to go. Sometimes we'll go to a veterinarian clinic, and you see exactly how they treat the horses and how they take care of them, and the modern day surgeries that they have that can make the horse life a lot easier. If they get hurt, how they can repair them. If they get sick, how they can get them back on their feet again. You know, if you need to go to the clinic, you need to find out how to get there, and our business is a week cover horse transportation, which is very important, you know, to the horsemen, because a lot of people can't afford their own trucks and trailers, and they have to rely on, you know, an outside service to do that. Then we go to the tack shops, very key part of the horse industry. And for a lot of horsemen, nowadays, especially with the COVID, they order online, and they go to places like Farm Vet or Sunshine and Horses in Delray Beach, Florida. Farm Vet is a huge outlet out of Tennessee, and they drop ship anywhere. And just the same thing as Sunshine and Horses in Delray Beach, which is a small tack shop. They can drop ship anywhere in the world too, and they're glad to do it. And they can do that for their clients. And the most important thing about a tack shop being able to do that is that you don't have to get out of your rhythm of purchasing. If you're purchasing a certain liniment or a certain shampoo on a monthly or weekly basis, the standing order that you have with your tack shop, no matter where you go, what venue you go in this country or around the world, they can ship that to you. And so that's one of the nice things about the tack shop business, if you get with the right people. Then there's another thing that we have on Business of the Week, is sometimes we'll have an equine insurance company to where you can get your horse insured. That's very crucial to the horse and everything. So, you know, we try to do that with all kinds of businesses that relate to the equine industry. And if you have a business that you would like to get on IEN, just call us or email us at IENTV.org. You can see all that information, and then we can get you to where you need to go and what we're doing there. The next item that we have is Farm of the Week. we like to go through every week and select a farm of the week, whether it's a show horse, thoroughbred, standardbred, you know, any kind of farm at all. We like to have you visit the farm of the week. And I would say probably 95% of the farms of the week that I select for this segment has a virtual tour of the farm. And those are really nice and enjoyable because the virtual tours makes you feel like you're exactly right there. That virtual tour will show you any and everything there. The only thing that you don't have in the virtual tour is the smell of the horses. Other than that, they provide everything, and it's a great little trip to take. Most of the segments are anywhere between 15 minutes and a half hour long, so it makes a nice little break in your day, you know, to go see who the farm of the week is. And like I said before, you know, it's all breeds all over the world. And one of the things that's so funny is a lady told me the other day she watched Farm of the Week, and she said, you know what? She said, we're from Europe. And she said, the farms in Europe are just like the farms here, just a different language. And so, you know, it makes it interesting to see how they did each one of the farms, you know, on Farm of the Week. So that's a nice little sideline there. And then the next thing that I really do like, and I enjoy this part because I watch all the movies that I post. Every Thursday, I change and I put on a new movie. And this week, it's called Tis the Season, Enjoy Movie Night on IEN. And it's got our contact information if you got a movie that you would like to see. But this movie is called My Broken Horse Christmas. It's a great movie. It's a short feature. It has Cooper Daniel Johnson in it and Natalie Devine Reskeyes on it. It's a great holiday movie to go watch. You can sit down with it. All of the movies that I post are family movies. And you'll really love it to take a time out in the evening and sit down and relax. And we try to go with the season. You know, it's the holiday season here. And so everything's all Christmas related right now. That's what we're doing with that. And so it's a good evening to spend with the family. What I do is I change it every Thursday. Every Thursday I change the movies. And just to kind of, you know, keep things fresh. And you can always, you know, go to the website and see it 24/7 here at IEN. Now we get into our regular weekly schedule programs that we're going to be doing in 2021. As soon as I can get my staff together, the first one we have is called At the Wire. At the Wire is a thoroughbred, 30-minute thoroughbred program that comes on every week. And what we do is we highlight the thoroughbred business. We highlight the big race here in the States. We do a domestic version of the Breeders' Cup, you might say, all in 30 minutes. So we do that. And then we also have an international selection that we highlight one of the biggest races that they're having on an international basis from Europe, from Australia, from South America. You know, we try to cover it all, you know, one At the Wire. And we also, part of At the Wire is called How They Get There, the 2021 Kentucky Derby. Right now, on How They Get There, it's pretty much a weekly schedule now on going to the Kentucky Derby with all the pre-qualifying races that they have that lead up to the Kentucky Derby. You have to have so many points to, you know, get into the Kentucky Derby. And so every week now, between now and the first Saturday in May, on At the Wire and How They Get There, you're going to find out exactly, you know, who's in and who's not, you know, potentials that could be in. It's a great program, and it keeps you up to date weekly on there. And we show a lot of live racing here on IEM. And when you go to the website, you'll see the different tracks, the different things that we're doing, like America's Day at the Races. You know, we broadcast that, and it's really good if you're a real horse racing enthusiast to watch and do that. Then the next little 30-minute program we're going to have is called Chuck Wagon. Chuck Wagon is a concept that I came up with, and there is no other program on the internet or TV like Chuck Wagon. What we do is we take 30 minutes out, and we go to different horsemen of all breeds all around the world, and we find out exactly how they get through their day from a food standpoint. Whether it's breakfast, whether it's lunch, afternoon snacks, dinner, that type of thing. One of the first recipes that we're going to have on Chuck Wagon is it's a slow cooker breakfast. And it's important for the horseman to get up and get going. And you really don't want to have to get up and start working right off the bat. When you're a horseman, you just like to get up and go, you know, type of thing. And what this is it's a slow cooker breakfast meal. And you prepare it the night before. You put it in your slow cooker. You turn a slow cooker on. And then whenever you get up the next morning, it's ready to go. It's a great all-around breakfast. Everybody just loves it. You know, and it's something that you can just get up, hit it, get it, and get going. You know, just take your coffee with you right to the barn. Or you can even take the slow cooker to the barn with you, you know, and have it there. And so those are the kind of things that we're going to be doing on Chuck Wagon. We're going to be talking about all kinds of different recipes for the horsemen that are quick and easy, all different kind of healthy snacks that are good for the, you know, for the horsemen and for the athletes that participate, even the fat guys like me. And there will have a recipe in there for me that, you know, that we can get at pretty easily. And then we also talk about what you need to supply your Keystone Montana RV with the proper utensils for, you know, having your breakfast and all the foods that you need, what foods you need to take with you, all the condiments that you need to take with you, you know, the pots and pans, you know, all the different things that you need to make life easier for you on the road, at the show, or at the races, or, you know, wherever you decide to take your Keystone Montana RV to. They're great breakfasts that are there, just unbelievable recipes that are so simple, even I can do them. And so it's really good. And I tell you what, some of the recipes that I've done, I've burnt, and they still taste good, you know, so Chuck Wagon's going to be a real must-see for the equestrian on IEM. Then we go over to our next little segment, which is called Chucker. It's all about international and domestic polo. It's live. We have polo from all around the world. There's 24/7 polo matches pretty much around the world. They're all fantastic. They have good announcers. They explain the sport to you. They tell you exactly what you're watching, you know, and it's really exciting because usually you see the elite that are playing polo. You see a lot of movie stars, you see athletes, you know, you'd be surprised who you see that's, you know, playing polo around the world. And the one thing I like about what we're doing on Chucker, if you go to chuckertv.com, They have live and tape programming, and you can watch it. They've got a variety of different programming on there, interviews, all kinds of things that you can go to now. It's called CheckerTV.com, and it's live and tape. And I tell you, I didn't know a lot about polo until I started watching Chucker TV. And let me tell you something. It's phenomenal, the things that they can do with polo, the horses, the athletes, where they come from, the different breeds of horses that make good polo ponies. It's just phenomenal, you know, to see these polo horses that play. And again, sometimes I don't know whether it's the polo or match itself, or it's the people that are playing polo. It's phenomenal. The women and the men that are playing, the different walks of life they come from. Some of them are, you know, CEOs of huge corporations, and other ones are, you know, a local mechanic at your auto service store. That play. It's phenomenal to see these polo people and you know how they play and where they play at, and it's also interesting to see how the young kids come up playing polo. You know where they get their start at. You don't see polo fields everywhere, and you don't see polo a lot on TV. And I can't figure that out why they don't. Have it on television, other than the fact that, you know, it's time consuming, you know, to watch it. But on IEN TV, if you go to CheckerTV.com, you can see live and taped racing or polo matches from all around the world. And it's worth a stop, you know, right there, you know, to see that Checker TV and see how they tailgate and how they watch polo, and it's really a great program to watch. Now, the next segment that we do is called Flying Turns. Flying Turns is a name that I came up with for this segment back in the, I guess it was the 90s, early 90s. It was a friend of mine, Steve Wolf. Steve Wolf was probably the most knowledgeable horseman that I've ever met. He knows a lot about every breed of horse, you know, but his forte is the standardbred horse. Steve's a Hall of Fame Harness Riders Association member. He's been at Freehold Racetrack and at Pompano, and he's been to Europe, and he's been all around the world, you know, with these horses. And he brings an interesting touch to the harness industry. He knows people. He's got a good memory of the history of the harness industry. He's been a breeder. He's done everything you could do in the harness industry. And that's one thing I like about Steve is, you know, he'll sit down and talk harness horses with you all day long. And he really gets in to know the people of the industry. He's shaken a lot of hands of famous people that have created the harness industry. And it's just phenomenal the things that he does, the new ideas, the innovative ideas that he comes up with to draw people into the harness industry. That's one thing I like about Flying Turns. Flying Turns is really in the harness industry, pretty much. There's a lot of family tradition that comes out of the harness industry. People's great-grandfathers that have been trainers and owners and drivers and, handed right on down, you know, the line from, you know, some of these guys have maybe one or two horses, and then other guys have, 150 horses. And the harness industry is really interesting, especially from an international standpoint. You can go to there and you can see flying terms, the different links that we'll have available for you to take a look at the harness industry and see just how it is. Right now, if you click onto ustrotting.com, that takes you to a good information site about horses that are racing, trainers, breeders. You know, it keeps you up to date with everything that's going on. And another good link is called harnesslink.com. Harnesslink is a magazine, electronic magazine, I'll say, of everything that's going on around the world. And Steve's a part of that. He's a contributor. He does a lot of articles for it. He spends many a days late at night getting information from all around the world and up early in the mornings. And Harness Link is really the place you need to go because they have it all, you know, in one stop. If you want to see who's racing around the country, you go to ustrotting.com. And if there's a harness track racing, they've got the information and the entries and results that you need for it. So that's one of the good things that, you know, about flying turns. The next one that we have on our intv.org is International Equine Report. And that segment is being set up to literally give a weekly news report of what's going on. They'll be brief. There's not going to be a lot of detail to them, but basically it's going to give you the information that you need to know if you want to find out who won the big race, who's going to the big show, COVID updates. It gives you updates on everything on the International Equine Report. That's one of the things that I really wanted to get in, and it's a tough segment because you got so many areas to cover and you don't want to short anybody, you know. So the best way I could do could call it, it's kind of like a local, regional, and national news broadcast of the industry. And what we try to do is highlight the big shows or the big races or the big sales or whatever, and just give it a little brief snippet of, you know, what's going on in the industry around the world. So that's the International Equine Report that we have for that. That's a good segment, you know, if you just want to like catch the news of a little bit about everything. And then the one that's getting ready to wrap up for us now, this next segment is, I tell you what, it's going to be interesting. It's called Quest for Equine Gold. Quest for Equine Gold is the road to the 2021 Equestrian Olympics, FEI Olympics in Tokyo. And what we do is we follow the week's qualifiers to qualify for the Olympics right up until the Olympics. So when you go to Quest for Equine Gold, you'll be able to see who qualified, who didn't. You can see any and everything about the Olympics that are coming up. And it's really a great segment for the horsemen. The Tokyo Olympics in Japan have made it a good transition from not having it last year to this year because of the COVID. They're excellent situation that they have there. It's all safe for the horsemen, and you'll find out any and everything you need to know about the 2021 Olympics from Tokyo on Quest for Equine Gold. That's a great show, and I watch too much of it. It keeps me up at night because I want to see who's doing what. And then one of the segments that we talked about a little bit earlier is called Last Call. It's a live show of equine sales from around the world. It has everything to do with the live sale. You can watch it on IENTV.org. We'll give you a link directly to the sales. You can watch it on IEN, or you can actually attend the sales. They're now starting to let people attend the sales now. And one thing that I like about Last Call is we make the sales catalog available to you via the sales venue. And you can get onto the catalog page, and you can find out, what horses are being sold, where they've been, what they've done. It gives you all the statistical information you need, to buy a horse. The only thing you can't do on Last Call is you can't look at them unless you're at the sales venue. And that's not a hard thing to do, because if they're in your area, it's open to the public, and that's what we like to see, our fans look on IEN, Last Call, and then go out to the sales. And you never do know where the call, Last Call is going to come from, and the reason we called it the Last Call is because we want to know whether it came from the telephone, from the internet, or from physically being at the sales. That's Last Call, Equine Horse Auctions Live. And it's of all breeds and all disciplines there. And then what we have now is called a show called Quarter Time. Quarter Time is a American Quarter Horse Association link. What we do is try to link you up to all the rodeos, to all the different disciplines of the American Quarter Horse Association. We got a link on there that'll get you to the what they call the Cowboy Channel. It's a great channel to look at. They have all kinds of programming. You see a lot of their programming on the RFD TV, which is really good on there. Today, one of the things that we have is the National Federation. Let's see, it's on the Cowboy Channel. It's the National Wrangler National Finals off the Cowboy Channel. Get that up. As you can tell, I'm not a cowboy person, but it's really good, and it's all week long show. If you go to prorodeo.com, it'll get you right to it. It's the real American Quarter Horse Association. They have a little bit of everything on there. So that's something that's really good to go and watch it. Kind of a variety of different things. See what the real cowboys are doing out there. Then one of the last programs that we have, 30-minute programs, is called Zero to 10. And it's Z-E-R-O to 10, 1-0. That is a dressage term. How they determine who wins and how they do. It's a scoring system that they have. And I tell you, the 0 to 10 program gets you to all the links that gets you to get these dressage horses to the Olympics, the national qualifiers, international qualifiers. And I tell you what, I never was a fan of dressage until I got involved at Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village in Delray Beach, Florida. It's amazing what these horses do. They literally dance to the music. The procedures and the things that they have to go through to qualify as a dressage horse is all right there. They'll tell you exactly how tough it is to get done. We're talking years in the making to get a good dressage horse. It's something not like a thoroughbred or a standardbred when you grab them as a yearling or a two-year-old, and then, a year later you're racing, and then 2 years later you're racing. Well, dressage horses takes 3 or 4 years, and these horses are usually older horses. I tell you what, standardbred horses have made some really good dressage horses, and on 0 to 10, you find out where you can go to, get a good dressage horse. What countries have the best dressage horses? It's a great show, but they literally dance to music. And the thing that I like about and really appreciate about the dressage horse is dressage is not a natural gait for the horse. It's an acquired and learned skill that the riders and the trainers have to teach the horse. And once you start watching dressage, then you really appreciate, you know, the time and the effort that the riders and trainers have put in is to bring you a good quality, you know, dressage horse. So that's something that I think that most any horseman would like to take the time out and watch. And that's called 0 to 10 on IEN. And then now we come up to the next part of our website. And it's a project that I started many years ago. I'm the kind of person that sometimes I might over research a project. I might take too long to do it. And, you know, it ends up costing me a lot, but I try to do the best that I can, especially like here on IEM. You know, I'm not the greatest announcer in the world. I'm not even saying that I'm an announcer in the world, you know, but what I'm saying is I've got the ideas and eventually we're going to get the right people, you know, in to, you know, host these shows, you know, to make it a good project. Now, this is the project that has really started everything off that I wanted to do from a television standpoint. And a radio standpoint. It's called How They Get There. And the reason I named it is How They Get There is because I traveled so many, over the last 45 years, so many miles and so many racetracks and horse shows and horse sales and, you know, 12 different countries that I've been to. And so I got to thinking about the Kentucky Derby, you know, how, what a tradition it is and usually, you know, it's the fastest 2 minutes in sports. There's a lot of hoopla. We, you know, 10 days partying and festivals and everything getting you up to the Kentucky Derby. And everybody sees that. But I got to looking at the television product and the radio product, and it tells you a lot about what's going on in the Derby that year. About the 20 horses that are, you know, running in the Derby. It talks about, you know, they talk to a few trainers, a few owners, you know, and build up to that Saturday afternoon, the big barbecue, the big party, the big, you know, everybody getting together, and then there's 2 minutes and it's going. And, you know, and then you're looking at towards next year. And the Derbies that I participated in, I tell you, it was really something. I worked with a horse called Albaba, trained by Dewey Smith, owned by Mrs. Joseph W. Brown. It was old money, and they were very first-class, you know, operation. And I was lucky enough to work for Dewey towards the end of his career. And we had a horse called Albaba, and it was in the 1982 Kentucky Derby. We came in high as a kite. Our horse was running real good. We won the Louisiana Derby with him, and we were one of the co-favorites for the Derby that year. And so Dewey told me, he pulled me aside, and he said, Scotty, he said, remember one thing. He said, this business is good. He said, you can be on top of the world today, and tomorrow you're just another horse person. You're just another horse. And so this is how we open our show with The Journey Starts Here. And that's what IEN is all about. But where I got that from was Dewey told me, he said, remember one thing. He said, when you're in this business, he said, it's not the win that you're going to talk about. And he said, I don't care whether it's the Derby, he said, or whether, you know, it's the gold medal in the Olympics, or a world champion, you know, or a national champion, a state champion. He said, all levels. He said, there's one winner. And he said, just remember one thing. It's the journey that gets you there. you'll talk more about the journey getting to that point than you will anything else. The people that you make friends with, the time that the horse steps on a nail and you don't know if you can get him fixed back up or healed back up to, you know, run or show in whatever event you're doing. He said, it's the journey that gets you there. He said, you remember that in life. He said, you'll talk more about the journey, no matter what you do in life, than you do the victories or the successes. And so that's where I came up with how they get there, the 2021 Kentucky Derby. The journey on our program will start. It's an hour-long documentary. The program starts out with the journey starts with the owner. And that's where it all starts at. You know, without the owner, you don't have anything. You don't have anywhere to go. You don't have the tools that you need to get there. Not one person can do it all. And so you start with the owner. And what we do is we go to the farms and to the owners, and we talk about, you know, how do they decide to buy a horse to go to the Derby? Do they go to the sales, and, you know, to buy one? Do they have a homebred that they want to point towards the Derby? Or do they want to be a part of a syndication, you know, for the Derby? Like, for example, last year, Authentic, he had over 5,000, and I'm not, this is not a mistake, but he had over 5,000 owners, and it was from MyRacehorse.com. MyRacehorse.com has come up with a unique way to own a horse. You can own a horse for as little as $30, a part of a horse. And they came up with this concept, and it's really going good. In fact, you know, the syndicate from MyRacehorse.com wins the Kentucky Derby. You know, he's a phenomenal horse. So, you know, that's one way you can where the journey starts. And then the next step that we go to in this documentary is you meet the trainer. And there's a lot of super trainers out there nowadays. Dwayne Lucas was one of the first super trainers to, you know, to come onto the scene. And not saying that, you know, he did anything different. There were a lot of good trainers, you know, before him and everything, but when we talk about super trainers, we're talking about the trainer that comes in that ends up with, you know, having 30, 40, 50, 60 horses, you know, under his care. Prior to the early 80s, there were very few stables that were big. If you had a 12-horse stable, that was big. Then in the early 80s, the super trainer started to surface, and Wayne Lucas was probably the first and the most well-known, you know, that came along. And, you know, he had a large outfit, and he was going to the derbies and winning because he teamed up with owners that had, you know, the good horses and the volume of horses and everything. So, you know, this, again, we're following the steps on how you get a horse to the Kentucky Derby. Starts with the owner. Now we're at the super trainer. And we're looking at guys like today. We're looking at Bob Baffert. We're looking at, you know, Todd Pletcher, Chad Brown. These guys are all super trainers, and they all had one thing in common. They all knew where they were going and what they wanted to do. And they kind of like followed Wayne Lucas's, you know, format, very organized, very professional, consistency, because horses are creatures of habit. And if you learn that, keep the consistency in your barn, those horses move right along and fall in line to the program and everything. So that's the second one was the trainer. The third thing that's very important on how you get to the Derby is called the equine transportation. How do you get your horses from the sale or to the farm to the track? And how do you get them from track to track, you know, to get to race and to do what you need to do? Well, it's all in the equine transportation. And we go behind the scenes of of the transportation, and we show how horses are loaded onto the vans and how they can ride on, you know, a two-horse trailer up to, you know, the big 18-wheelers. And we also show how you fly on there. And that's one of the things that I used to do. I used to fly with the horses for Enstone Air Services. And if you keep an eye out, you'll catch a quick glimpse of me in Hong Kong loading horses to come back over to the United States. And so it's amazing to see a horse travel down the road in an 18-wheeler or a two-horse trailer, or how they get onto an airplane. We had an MD-11s that we flew them on FedEx, and people don't realize that FedEx flies horses. You know, so that's how we travel. And it's really interesting part of the show to see how they get on a plane and leave and go across country or go around the world. But equine transportation is a part, the biggest part of how they get to the Derby. Everybody has to use it to get to the Derby. You just don't, you know, walk the horse or ride the horse, you know, to Churchill Downs that first Saturday in May. So that's a great segment to watch. Not because I'm in it, but because we got a lot of good people that are there, and they're very sharp on what they do. And then talking about transportation, and this is kind of related to the transportation end of it, is the blacksmith. We took a look at Steve Norman, which I've known for a long time, and this guy's just phenomenal in what he does. On this segment we have, it's called The Hoof, Inside and Out. Steve goes through and talks about the hoof and, you know, how important it is. If you don't have good feet to train, if you don't have good feet to race on, you know, then it's a tough situation. And that's all part of how they get there is the blacksmith. These are the shoes that get them to the finish line in the Kentucky Derby. These are the things that we have to do, you know, in order to get him through training, get him through the growth spurts. You know, if it's a muddy track, what kind of shoe do you use? You know, if it's a sandy or a deep track, what kind of shoe do you use? These are the things that, you know, Steve goes through and tells you about on this. And then back again, like I was talking before about Hallway Feed. Hallway Feed is a company that feeds horses all over the world. And if you go to our segment, The Feed, during how they get there, it tells you exactly how to feed a horse. If he's got a growth spurt coming on, what kind of feed does he get? If he's kind of leveled off, what kind of feed does he get? You don't want your feed to be hot. You want it to be, you know, in balance with the system. Be able to support him after stress, you know, of a race or training. It's very interesting segment of the program, how they get there. And then the next segment is equine sales. We go to the Ocala Breeder sales. We go to the Fasig Tipton. We go to the Keeneland sales. And you see exactly what the owners and the trainers look for, you know, with the trying to get a horse to the Derby. Theoretically, if you breed the best horse to the best horse, you're going to get the best horse. But it doesn't always work out like that. You know, and that's the interesting part about the horse business. Woody Stevens said one time, they asked him, you know, said, Woody, said, how did you win you know, five Belmont races in a row? And he said, if I knew, he said, I'd write a book. He said, and I retire. And he says, you know, you just never can tell. You never can tell. And there's no book that you can write on it. There's no breeding that you can guarantee you a winner. But you just breed the best of the best and hope for the best, you know. Hoping you got the best trainer, the best jockey, you know, the best groom, the best hot walker, the best of everything, it still doesn't get you to the winner's circle. You know, it's by luck of the draw, I guess they say. And that's why the owners go to the sales. They try to see what they can do, you know, to get a horse there. If you try to breed them at home. It's a very inexpensive, endeavor to breed at home. So a lot of people go to the sales, and a lot of times they might not want to spend $500,000 for a horse, and they'll end up doing a syndication. They'll get together with two or three owners, and they'll syndicate a horse. And that's a whole other segment that we'll get into here later on in the program. And then one of the last but most important part of the Derby is the Kentucky Derby prep races. The Kentucky Derby prep races is a wicked schedule. You have to qualify with so many points to get into the Kentucky Derby. And the Kentucky Derby has set up a series of races across the country and internationally that if you win and you're in. And usually most people start with the Kentucky, with the Breeders' Cup. The Breeders' Cup kind of starts to focus on horses that are really serious about the Derby, and it's usually a good yardstick to measure by what trainers are where. And then 30 days later, you have the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes, and then another 30 days, you have the Remsen Stakes. So it's a variety of races from all across the country, from all the different racetracks. And you got to really plan your schedule out to get your horse to the Derby. One, you got to make enough points. Two, you want to make sure that your horse is seasoned and you peak him at the right time for that first Saturday in May. So those are the Kentucky Derby prep races. If you go to our website, you can see who they are and where they're at. And then the last but not least, the decision to run in the Kentucky Derby. How do you do it? How do you do it? Who makes that final decision? And so what usually happens is the owner, he sits down with the trainer. He talks to the trainer. They go over the different horses that they could possibly be facing in the Derby. They see where the horse is at physically and mentally, in the Derby. And they try to figure out, what the next step is. Then they bring in the jockey. They talk to the jockey. And the jockey tells them what he thinks about the horse. What this kind of horse does he have under him during the race? A lot of times the owners and trainers talk to the exercise rider. Well, over the last year or so, the exercise rider's been on him. What do you think? Is he solid? What's his drawbacks? What's his assets? They look at that angle of it. Then they look at all the horses that could be entered into the Derby. How tough is it going to be? Now, a lot of people that own horses are pretty reasonable. They won't run a horse in the Derby unless they think they can win it. Then there's a lot of people that, want to run in the Derby just so they have a Derby horse, that type of thing and everything. But the ultimate decision comes down to the owner. The owner comes down and he says, after he talks to everybody, after he looks at a lot of video and studies the charts and everything, it comes down to the owner. And that's going to be our one-hour documentary. It's going to air on a Thursday night before the Kentucky Derby, and it's called How They Get There, the 2021 Kentucky Derby. And so that's what we're looking at, folks, on here. If you go to the website, and you'll see all the things that we have on there that you can kind of run down through and take a look at. It's like an international equestrian magazine. We've got USA, we've got international, we got a little bit of everything. We've got how to do banking on a domestic and international level. We've got air and auto transportation, hotels. We've got an equine equestrian weather report from any venue in the world on our links there. You'd be surprised just what all we have, there. We've got MapQuest on there. We have ship.com. If you need food anywhere, it'll get it to you. We got Good Sam's. We got Creech Transportation. We got Duda Corporation Horse Transportation Through the Air, Walmart, you just name it, we've got it, you know, on IEM. So go to the website and take a look at it. And I hope all two of my listeners don't rush the website at once and crash it. I'm not ready for that yet and everything. But like I said, we're trying here on International Equine Network. Let us know what your equestrian event is, and we will talk to you on the Internet at IENTV.org or call in to our show next week at 1 o'clock on Thursday on BBSRadio.com. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to hearing from you.